Weekly Dose of Fat, Friday, January 23rd, show number 40.
From the not-so-secret hiding in plain sight, west of the river, threshed in a mayhem, it's the Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts Sven Vicious and Gomez Biafra.
Welcome to the program, brothers and sisters. Yo soy Tio Gomez, and across the news desk from me is champion of all he surveys, Sven Hammer.
Yeah, man, I'd be over here. Joining us in the studio today is punk rock legend, J.K. Liven.
All right.
The Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes. Surly makes real steel bikes that are both practical and fun at all at the same time. All the real steel feels like eels emitting squeals, eating meals on wheels and high heels. For real.
And Surly's merino wool clothing is totally solid for everyday gear for any bikers.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
That was sweet. Let's jump right in with the Beard Report. With this week's Celebrity Beard, live in the studio, Fatty Lumpkin, Adam Blake, General Manager of Boo Bicycles out in Fort Collins, Colorado. Welcome to the studio.
I'm happy to be here, guys.
What's up, Bob, brother?
Just happy to be living, man. Living the dream.
Living the dream, riding some fancy one-off bamboo carbon fiber creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. Your website, fatbike.com. Pretty soon.
One of a kind.
For now.
I'm going to get to ride it tomorrow.
Yeah. Gomez is going to take it for test ride. I raced it at Triple D on Sunday.
Triple D. Was Spinner in it this year?
Spinner was there.
Nice. Yeah.
Of course. In shorts.
I put him for single speed national champion. He might go out there and have a field of one.
Yeah.
On a fat bike.
No doubt.
And he might be
field of Viking. Who rides single speed fat bikes? Him, Chewy, and...
Chewy could be on the podium.
Oh, O'Gara.
Well,
oh,
there's O'Gara. A whole slew of them now with single speed setup.
True enough. Out on the front.
They're out there now.
Single speed guys. Yep. All the guys for Moonman.
The Moonman guys. Speed, yep. For sure.
So we digressed from the beard report. Fatty's beard.
Sorry.
We're still introducing Fatty.
Is the now shrubbery
gonna,
of
now
power.
Now we're going to introduce his beard.
Bunion beardology, or as we like to call it, bristle cone.
Yeah, it's a nice beard, man.
It's fitting. Yeah, thank you.
JK has a little reading from the Book of Beard.
Yes, it is a condition that causes the hair to grow from the chin and lower face. The symptoms include itching, divinity, and gratuitous awesomeness.
Oh, Lord, bless us and our kin
Jesus.
With thy beard and help our facial hair achieve but a portion of thine beardly glory.
Amen. Where are you getting that from?
That was from the heart. It was divine.
And there's more about the beard here.
The single most manly and great thing a man can do.
And then that's it.
To have a beard is to be a true man.
If you have a beard, show it off proudly and enjoy the satisfaction of the envy in the eyes of people around you who do not have beards.
If you don't have a beard, grow one.
If you can't grow one... and you're not past puberty yet, hold out, my young friend. Your time will come.
If you don't have a beard and you're past puberty, go get that sex change you know you need.
Thanks to Beard Bad Fish, because that kicked ass.
No doubt.
I'm glad I have a beard now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made me feel better about myself.
It's like a shield. It's awesome. So in an attempt to make his beard look longer... looks like Sven got a haircut this week.
Yeah, sure enough. Although I probably should have hung out about, a week longer and done the mountain man thing out there in Wyoming at the Global Fat Bike Summit. Still got the beard, though. So.
This week's Beard Report is brought to you by the Standard Code Company. How can you argue with a comb that has a built-in bottle opener?
And I don't think you can.
And why would you argue with your comb?
One-sided.
It would be a dare. It'd be fun to look at.
It doesn't
somebody.
Hit back, for one thing.
Sometimes they yank on your beard really hard.
They are.
Oh, it's like that one.
Inconsiderate. Tink.
It would be like, stop it!
Anyway, what's on this week's show, Mr. J.K. Liven?
On the docket, we yap with Rebecca Rush, Adam Blake, will be playing the role of Adam Blake.
Me.
As introduced before, as Adam Blake is here in the studio with us. Sven is on his way to the Fat Bike Summit in Wyoming. Sven talks to David Hellinger.
Why?
From Teton Mountain Bike Tours.
Why can't I?
Be you.
Be me.
Gomez is heading to Alaska for the Fat Bike Fest. The Big Fat Bike Fest. Why can't I read things?
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Not just a Fat Bike Fest.
The BFBF.
There we go.
Best friend, best fest friend.
And then off to Utah for the Fat Nats. All show will be taking calls to qualify listeners to win a Megalith Complete Fat Bike from State Bicycle Company.
Boom.
And
booyah.
The cherry on top of all of this is...
Bing.
Drums.
We announce the winner of the Snow Dance Contest and award some fabulous Fat Bike prizes.
Yay.
Fat Bike prizes.
Prizes.
And beer.
Beards. Beard. And beer.
Beard and beer stuff. Burr.
So beer our beer, stuff. At the last minute,
beer stuff.
We stopped at a very nice liquor store.
Very nice. By the way.
And we got some Oscar Blues 1050. And this is actually Julio.com recommended.
Julio, the ex-intern.com?
He's a busy man.
Busy man.
I'm going to a huge brew fest that he's holding this weekend. That is the best thing, dude. It's a beer potluck, and he makes delicious food, and it's...
You ever notice how black makes things look smaller? I thought these were like 10-ounce cans. They're 12s. Just that black
no,
makes the can look squat.
No, they're 10 ABV cans.
Yeah, 12-ounce, 10 ABV.
It says 1050 Imperial Stout. This dog will hunt.
The dog gonna hunt. You know what? He's gonna yell at us, but I'm just gonna suck it right out of the can.
It is cannibal.
Whoa.
Cannibal.
Wow. There's
cheers.
Some reaction.
So what did the beer advocate have to say about this, JK? Oh,
97.
Very tasty.
97, which means world class, I guess.
It is tasty.
Yes, world class out of 8,100 plus.
Oh, man.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, that the Gatorade like, frost is that, nothing.
That tastes like a mixed drink.
It's a mix of mocha and
like
really
awesome.
Yeah, it's got it's
yeah,
like really
it's
really
like Kahlua.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of coffee. Super. It's like almost drinking an espresso.
No apricotty.
Does it have a burn?
Not so much.
The Imperial Stouts, a lot of them had that kind of burn from the whiskey or the barrel age. Does that have a burn?
A little bit
to
on
it?
The tongue for me, a little tingly tongue, but nothing
like
down
the front end.
Nothing
very,
down the gullet.
Very whiskey, boozy flavor.
Yeah, boozy flavor.
Super like strong.
It's not just like a Boilermaker either, where you take
smooth,
your crappy
malty
beer and you drop in your old Crow.
Nope.
You know, because a Boilermaker can, you know, you
more.
Can,
oh, yeah.
you can jack up the ABV pretty quickly.
Boozy, right?
I think Old Crow can jack up a lot of things pretty
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, for a buck a shot. What are you gonna do?
In closing,
we
a perfectly
even
normal evening.
We all drank before we cheersed. It did.
Cheers.
Boom.
Cheers.
Boom. Boom.
Hey,
that was really good.
Tasty stuff.
So thanks, Julio. You made me score.
Yeah, you're a good
and
guy,
it was in cans.
Julio.
I
love
my cans. So you know what? We're going to be right back with Rebecca Rush.
When it comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
You are once again listening to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, please welcome to the show world champion endurance mountain biker and author, Rebecca Rush.
Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Hi, how's it going?
Going good. How about you?
I'm in a hotel room, an outdoor retailer, so taking a break to talk to you guys.
Sweet. I'm pretty sure that makes your day to talk to us rather than stand out there at the outdoor retailer show. So... we invited Rebecca to come on the program and tell our listeners about the first USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships, which are coming up on Valentine's Day, February 14th, boys, go get your cards out there in Ogden, Utah. Let us know about that, Rebecca.
Yeah, I was out in Utah. I came here a couple days early with my husband, Greg Martin, who's he's actually the course director with Breakaway Promotions for the event, and we had the opportunity to actually come out and pre-ride the course and check it out, first-hand experience. It's up at Powder Mountain outside of Ogden, Utah, and it was so much fun. We were laughing the whole time. The cool thing about this course is they have a really dedicated groomer, and the mountain there is super supportive to have fat bikers come. So we had gone out there about a month ago and kind of talked about what would be a good course, and Roger, the groomer, has been working on it for a month. And he's taking a lot of pride in it, which is cool. And this guy used to be a bike racer as well, so he gets it. But basically, most of the course is going to be on wide groom trail. So they're using, you know, a standard sort of Nordic groomer. And you start up, what's beautiful about this location is it's up on basically the highest you can get. It's an upside down ski resort. And so you start at the top. So you're up there, 360 views of the beautiful Utah mountains, and then the place where the course is going to go, we start at the top, and then we take all these rolling fields, lots of undulations through some aspen trees, make a big loop that's about 10 kilometers around the resort. So basically, the amateurs are going to do two laps, and the pros are going to do three laps, and what's really cool about the course, I mean, there's some climbing, there's some great descending, and actually Roger the groomer, he's built these really tall berms. So on the descent, it's actually kind of like a free ride course with some rollers that you can jump, and you can get up on the berms on your snow bike. And so Greg and I are just laughing. And then it dives into some single track, which is really cool, through these aspen trees. And then the second half of the course is where you know, kind of the meat and potatoes of the fitness part of the course is where you climb basically back up towards the resort. And it's quite a bit of climbing. It's gradual climbing. It's all totally rideable, but that's definitely going to be the part of the course where you're having your laps on the way down, and then you're like, all right, I got to finish this lap and climb back up and out of it. And then you do your second or third lap. And I think it's going to be a really cool venue. Like I said, the resort is super supportive. They're going to have demos out there for people to try on Friday, the day before. I'm going to be hosting free clinics and rides Friday before the race for anybody who just wants to come try it or pre-ride the course with me. And I think for the first USA Cycling Fat Bike Nationals, this is the ideal location, and it's going to be a ton of fun, whether people are just coming out and riding it for a laugh or really trying to go home with, you know, a Stars and Stripes jersey.
Nice. I think it's going to be interesting to see what some of these bike manufacturers put together for teams and see if they aggressively bring pro riders in from Europe and Colorado and Alaska and see who shows up to this. Have you got any inkling of some big names that are going to race?
I don't really know. I've heard inklings that Ned Overton is going to show up. You know, he's been getting into fat biking. I know Amanda Carey, who's also, you know, a fellow Idaho fat bike girl. She's going to be there. I'll be there. But I don't really know, actually, who's going to show up or who has a fat bike.
Since it's a national championship, they have age groups starting at young as, and then they go all the way up to. I mean, there's a bunch of different levels. Do you have any idea how many different classes they're going to award Stars and Stripes jerseys to?
Yeah, I think for this one, normally they have 5-year increments with USA Cycling, and they're doing 10-year increments for this one. Since it's a smaller category, we don't really know how many people are going to show up. And so, yeah, there'll be jerseys awarded, you know, 30 to 40, 40 to 50. I think they go up to 80. I'm not sure. And then they definitely have a juniors category for sure, and then the pro category.
I think they have single speed categories too.
Sweet.
There is, which I was like, you guys, no, we ride single speed on fat bikes, but I think, you know, for this first year, they put it out there, see who shows up. So, if you just really want a jersey, that could be the category to maybe hone in on.
I'm going to cherry pick the over 50 Portly Clydesdale single speed.
You'll be in there with Ned Overend.
not on single speed.
Age-wise, though, same age range.
So I'm going to be there shooting pictures, so we'll We'll make sure to get a picture of you and, you know, shake hands and whatnot.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll teach you the secret.
I'm telling you, if you can't get a good picture at this location, then you should find another profession than photography, because it's so beautiful. I found myself looking out, out of the mountains. I'm like, oh, wait, focus on the course. It's a really beautiful spot.
This is someone who lives in Ketchum, Idaho, right? That's saying this. So
yeah, exactly.
Ketchum is beautiful.
Hey, Rebecca, speaking of beautiful, I know you just recently did JP's backyard pursuit. How'd that go?
I did. This year was much better. Last year I had to drop out with coughing up blood and had a lung infection and basically DNF'd in the race. So this year I came back for some redemption, and I took fourth overall and won the women's field. And yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful place. You cross the Continental Divide, you're going back and forth across this sort of high ridge. It's a really cool event. And then, of course, you go into the night, which I love night riding. That's always kind of fun. But Jay does a really good job. It's 200 kilometers, so it's not for everyone. Where this, the Fat Bike Nationals with USA Cycling, it's much more approachable for people. It's a couple-hour race, something that anyone can do and race it as fast or slow as you want.
Sure.
Well, cool. Well, before we let you go, I want you to tell us about your new book and maybe where people can come and meet you and have you sign their book.
Yeah, the hardest thing I've done in my life was produce that book. It's called Rush to Glory, and it's just out this year. And I will have books at the USA Cycling Fat Bike Nationals at registration. So if you're there, you can get a signed book from me there. And then also on my website or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And, it's not just a cycling book. It's the idea behind it is inspirational storytelling. So I talk about adventure racing and swimming the Grand Canyon and, of course, bike stuff. But I think there's something in there for everybody, basically about, pushing harder and not giving up and kind of living a life of adventure. So yeah, Rush to Glory, if anybody wants to read the book.
Super. Well, thanks very much for being on the show. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Yep, it's been great having you on the show.
I'll be excited to see you. Valentine's Day is we'll spend Valentine's Day together, right?
With Gomez. Sven has other plans. Thanks again, Rebecca.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, quit playing with yourself.
It's the weekly dose of fat.
Hey, welcome back to the Burpington Radio program. Here's Sven with David Hunger from Teton Mountain Bike Tours out there in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Yeehaw!
We've got David Hunger on the line from Teton Mountain Bike Tours out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Welcome to the show, David.
Yeah, welcome, Greg. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you've got some exciting stuff coming up out there in about a week or less here, coming up on the weekend, the Global Fat Bike Summit. I understand you're already getting ready to do that. Can you give us a little bit of a history of the company that you are with and how you're involved with the Global Fat Bike Summit?
Yeah, love to. That would be great. So we run Teton Mountain Bike Tours. Based in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and our main business is guided bike tours. Of course, in the summer, we're really busy, and then with the advent of the fat bike, we have extended that to the winter season. So we're able to do guided fat bike tours in Grand Teton. I did a number of those last week in the park. When we're riding in the park, we're riding on a paved road that is plowed, but oftentimes where we're riding is pretty minimal car traffic, so it seems like it could be a snowmobile trail with awesome views of the Tetons. All the clients that we've taken out this last week loved it, and most of them had never ridden a fat bike, so it was a great opportunity for them to get on a bike in the winter in Grand Teton National Park. So that's really our passion, is guiding people, or as I would call it, showing people our backyard. And we have a great backyard to show people. And we do fat bike rentals during the winter and regular bike rentals during the summer too. So we are doing that, but that's our main push. We actually do a little bit of retail, but that's not our main emphasis. We're really not a bike shop. We're more of a guided tour company.
Right.
Bike tour company.
I've been out to Jackson several times in the summer. Used to be out there every other year. It's been quite a while since I've been there in the winter, and I'm looking forward to coming out to the Global Fat Bike Summit this coming weekend. What kind of weather can we expect when we get out there?
Yeah, we're expecting it to be, it's going to get a little bit cold over the next couple of days, and it's supposed to be somewhat sunny, but I would say in the 20s for the actual weekend weather, though that could, you know, it's weather, so it could always change, but that's kind of what we're anticipating. So no major snowstorms, which will be good, but firm trails and firm riding. Hopefully it won't be too icy, but it should be good. So yeah. great weather.
Yeah, cool. I know you talked a little bit about doing the guided tours into the Tetons. That's one of the events that is part of the Global Fat Bike Summit. Is this going to be a pretty typical guided tour that you'd normally offer guys coming to you at any time, or is this kind of a special event for the summit?
No, we're doing just staying in accordance with our permit with Grand Teton. We're pretty much going to do an area areas where we would ride with regular clients over the winter season. So, you know, it's an area a little bit north of a town called Kelly, Wyoming. Okay. And we will be in the park, and it's a sweet ride. A lot of times we see wildlife on the drive up or even on the ride. And if it's clear, which I'm hoping, keeping the fingers crossed, we'll have some stellar views of the Tetons. We hadn't seen the Tetons in a couple of weeks, and I was up on a ride myself early last week, and again, I've lived here for 25 years, was wowed by the splendor of the Tetons, and matter of fact, hung out up there after the ride a little bit, as my clients said, another way home. Just, I almost wanted to just set my desk up there and go, okay, here's the office for the day.
That sounds so awesome.
I'm very fortunate, Greg, in having that, and I don't take it ever for granted.
You bet. So, I know you talked a little about the guide portion of the tours that you do. I was looking over your website a little bit. It sounds really like for a regular client coming into town and wanting to experience fat biking, this is really a turnkey thing. You don't have to bring your own fat bike. You guys provide the bike, and it seems like a really super offering. What's the website in case people want to check that out if they're not coming up there for the summit?
Yeah, our web address is www.tetons, so T-E-T-O-N-M-T, and then B-I-K-E, all one word, .com. And so, yeah, if they wanted to check that out, and I think if you hit it right on the head, it's a very turnkey, and that's what we've tried to do. Somebody doesn't bring a bike, as long as they've got warm clothes, we're going to provide everything else. We'll do a fat bike, a helmet, a polar water bottle that we give them at the end of the ride to keep, about a $15 retail value. Transportation, the guide, and as I always say, the handlebars don't talk to you when you rent a bike. So the guide hopefully is shedding light on the area, whether it's cultural history, natural history, wildlife, just telling stories. And I think that's why you go guided, summer, winter, doesn't matter. And I think there's great value in that.
Yeah, absolutely. A little more local knowledge I'm going to be looking for when I get there is what's a guy going to do to find a decent craft brew around town? Do you have any favorite places you like to go to?
Yeah, there's the brew pub that's got a great selection of local, it's a little microbrewery, and it's got a great selection of you know, beer that you can drink. And so, yeah, that's probably where I'd recommend. That's probably the hot spot for the locals. Yeah, there's a lot of other nice restaurants and great bars, but that's probably the place where people would go to catch a beer.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you taking time. I know you guys are out there actually working today on grooming trails, so we're going to let you get back to that. But I look forward to seeing you in a couple of days, and I'll give you a shout when I'm in town.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Greg. And we'll look forward to meeting you and showing you the local fat bike trails and taking you on tour.
All right. Thanks, David. See you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, fat bikers. This is Chris Daisy from Zion Cyclery. Most of the time I listen to heavy metal, but sometimes I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. The Global Fat Bike Summit is indeed happening out there in all that is holy Wyoming. This is an annual meeting of fat bike industry folks spreading the gospel to those fine people who can help us access the great areas to enjoy fat bike rides and check out some of the most awesome scenery in the world.
The most awesome scenery in the world.
Underrated Jackson Hole.
I love that place. I haven't been out there in the winter in like 30 years.
People in the know.
To get to go ride fat bikes in a national park.
Maybe. National forest for sure.
Yeah.
National park.
Oh, that's like
maybe.
I thought that was the thing that like the VIPs got to go.
Maybe.
Oh, he just doesn't want to talk about it. He's
being sneaky pants over there. I see it.
The devilish eyes. Can we confirm or deny?
Or lie?
Hey.
Deny.
What are you doing this weekend there, Sailor?
Yeah. I'm thinking of going down on Milwaukee's south side for the Fatty Oshko fat bike race.
Is that from Ben's?
Yes. Yeah. So it's like
Ben's Cycles.
10.
Putting that together.
Yeah. Like 10th and Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Not really sure what kind of course they're even thinking of
Zito's course.
No, it's a.
We did go down there last weekend, though. That place, it's still cool. Yeah. It's great in the winter.
Oh, yeah. That was
urban assault kind of an area for sure.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, next week we'll talk about my trip up to the Big Fat Bike Festival in Homer, Alaska, and Fat Nats in Ogden, Utah.
And the weekend after National. Well, you got a lot of traveling on your plate here. Frostbike. Looks like we've got a full plate, and pretty sure we're going to see a couple of new things up there.
Yeah. I know of a couple of things.
I bet you do. Do you want to talk about
them? Oh, sure.
Are you going to kind of just hold them close to the,
I think that, it's like Christmas. You don't want to blow your surprises all at once.
Right. So, I have a surprise.
What's that?
I think we have a winner in the Snow Dance contest.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Let's try and get that guy on the phone.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, it's Adam.
Amazing. Adam.
Hey. That was almost believable.
Congratulations.
So you're the winner of our snow dance contest. Guys. With your fabulous
video. So yep.
do you think we should air that video, or should we just protect your anonymity and not air it? What's your vote?
Nah, post it.
Post it?
Post it.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, you're the big winner. Tell Adam what he's won, JK.
The prize package includes 2 Surly clown shoe rims in limited edition bronze anno, along with a pair of Surly's Lou tires. To keep things interesting, we'll throw in a Surly Legacy t-shirt, a PDW winter hat, and a sadly empty Surly hip flask.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
So what are you going to do?
Thanks, guys.
What are you going to do with all that stuff?
I think I'm going to lace up those clown shoes and put them on my new Blizzard.
Badass. That would look good.
Rocky Mountain Blizzard.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right on.
Well, all right, man. I really appreciate the entry. You can look on Friday morning. We'll put the video in the show notes here.
Right on.
All right. So.
Right on. Cool.
Thanks for listening to Fat Bike Radio. Thanks for entering the contest.
Who's your favorite radio station?
Fat-bike.com.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Adam.
Take care, Adam.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
You're tuned. To Fat Bike Radio.
Coming up next, our call-in guests speak to our panel. Fat Bike Radio, who do we have on the line?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, what's up, bro?
Oh, not too much. Living up in Manitoba, Canada here. Riding lots in the winter.
Very cool. So, do you have a question for Sven, your Uncle Gomez, JK Livin, or Fatty Lumpkin?
What do you guys think about carbon evolutionizing fat biking and that material being used more, say, now than steel and aluminum? Do you think it's going to be the end all by the end and it's going to be used quite a bit? Or
what do you think, Fatty?
Sure. Obviously, being from a manufacturer setting,
Carbon allowed us to make our bamboo frames so much stiffer and lighter, and it allows pretty much every manufacturer to push kind of the limits of geometry and stuff too. You saw it with like the Bear Grease first, kind of moving the C-tube out of the way, allowed that rear wheel to tuck. I think ultimately with fat biking in the racing side, carbon's probably going to be your end all to the masses, you know. It's going to be light. It's going to be stiff. You're still going to have people that bushwhack and kind of ride off the beaten path. And durability is going to be a concern with carbon at certain points, no matter what. So it'll grow in all cases, I think.
I know I'm jumping in with both feet. Sure. I'm, you know, and I'm a big guy. I'm riding a set of 100 millimeter head wheels. So, and so far so good. I haven't ridden them on rocky or on trail. I'm riding them primarily on snow now, but they're not showing any signs of failure under a 250 pound guy. So, and I've been riding carbon bars and carbon seat posts and that type of thing for, I don't know, at least a decade. So I think that I think it's here to stay for sure.
Jesse Lalonde rides carbon wheels really hard too. Right? You know what I mean? If anybody's testing the durability of some of that, Jesse's riding as hard as anybody. And so, you know, you'll see.
Well, thanks for the call, Jamie. We've entered you in the contest for a chance to win the State Bicycle Company Megalith Fat Bike. And thanks again for the call.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Welcome to the show. It's Fat Bike Radio in your ear. Who do we have on the line?
Julio.com.
Hey, we drank 10 Fitty tonight.
That was a very good recommendation.
Good job.
Super.
It is a very good beer. And it comes in a can.
Julio.
And Adam. It's brewed in Colorado. And Adam, near Adam's current abode. And they make fun.
It looks so syrupy in the edge of the beer can area. It just looks like yeah, it's really, really good.
So, Julio, do you have a question?
It is rather good. You going to bring me back that Fat Bike Enduro belt?
Title belt? Yeah, it'll be back for you. Don't you worry.
Are you gonna accompany the belt?
It's possible. We're still working out the details on that. It'll get shipped back.
You know we'd love to have it.
You don't want to let it go. It hangs up in the shop. It's like the centerpiece of Boo Bicycles right now. It's the most important thing we have on the wall.
Well, now you need to venture into the wilderness of greater Colorado and kill some beasts with your bare hands and fabricate yourself a Boo belt.
Yeah, maybe we can have a traveling
bamboo
or like a cross promotional regional champions.
I think you need to go find hit a bear with a car and yank out one of its teeth and staple it to that belt and take a few teeth and claws for your new belt.
Right on. Add to the masses and
If he finds a bear, he should haul it back to his apartment, skin it, and make like a bear suit out of it. Where his face just looks out the mouth of the bear. I've laid down the gauntlet.
Julio, when is the race coming up? The Enduro, the Belt Challenge revival.
The Team Snowbike Enduro is February 21st at Silver Lake Park in beautiful Salem, Wisconsin.
You're going to be back from Alaska and points west by then?
Isn't that the same weekend as Frostbite?
It's the same weekend.
You know, it is the same weekend as Frostbite.
That means that our lame asses won't be there. But hey, you got like 80 people pre-registered. It's going to be good, man.
Yeah, no, we're expecting a decent turnout. I got a flyer all drawn up, and it's being distributed to local bike shops and other places of fine business. And hopefully we can generate a bunch of people, you know, interest, get people there, raise money for the trails.
You have Deschutes Brewery sponsoring.
Yep, Deschutes is an official sponsor. They're bringing Mirror Pond Pale Ale and a sampling of their other main line of beers.
And we have a 75th Street and their food distributor are going to sponsor us with brats. From what I've heard, there will be a plethora of brats there that will either grill fresh on site or if it's too cold, 75th Street is volunteered to cook them.
So that's at the restaurant brand. Sausage and craft beer and laps on your fat bike.
Sounds good to me.
It doesn't get much better.
You are a good shepherd of your flock, my friend. All right, man.
Well, thank you. But my serious question for Adam, what is the next huge trend in the bicycle arena?
The next huge trend in the bicycle arena? I think it's everybody going after the hour record.
Oh, yeah, you're talking the whole
enchilada?
I'll stab you in the neck. What is the next big bike? You know, we're fat bikes have crested. Everybody's got one, including my mom. If they don't have one, they want one. What's the next big thing?
The area that I think has the most potential growth is kind of still the offshoot of the adventure and gravel brand, that kind of model, because it's very interpretive.
Yeah, so adventure riding.
Sure, adventure riding, not putting so, you know, conventional racing, not so much, more bikepacking type things, people kind of pushing the limits of things like Colorado Trail and Arizona Trail and things like that. Great Divide, you know, popularity
of the Divide
has gone up a ton lately.
Yeah.
If that's true, we're going to...
Bike exploration.
We're going to need to join Search and Rescue a lot. Get some jumpsuits. And save people.
That's why I grow my beard. If I'm lost in the woods, I'm safe.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling us, Leo. We've got a queue building up here like you couldn't believe. So
people are calling.
We're going to have to let you
know. Oh, I bet.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, Joe. Love you, Adam. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Fat Bike Radio.
Yeah, this is Ernesto from Wisconsin calling from Illinois.
Ernesto.
Yes, Ernesto. Well, first off, I'd like to say that I'd like to adventure ride your mom. Other than that, there's a legend going on down here on the beaches of Highland Park that there's a haunted fat bike riding around with nobody on it. And it's really scaring a lot of children because at night when they open their closet, it leaves Husker Du tracks on their faces without any warning. That's one thing. That's an aspect of fat biking that some people don't comprehend. Haunted fat bikes.
Oh, true. Yeah. True. We should probably look up that URL, hauntedfatbikes.com.
That's right. And I think that's the next aspect of cycling. It was 29ers, no fat bikes. And I think the next step up is ghostly haunted fat bikes. Mm-hmm. They'll knock on your door. Just look up the peephole because you'll never know. There could be there's a ghostly, transparent moonlander looking at you, and before you know it, it'll ride you.
All right. Thank you, caller. We're going to go on to our next call.
Thank you.
Peace out, brother.
Bye.
Hey, welcome to Fat Bike Radio.
Hello.
What do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Mike from Homer, Alaska. And Mike, we don't have any snow up here. It's been the driest winter we've had in so long, and I don't mean dry as in moisture content. I mean dry as in snowfall. So we have been riding our fat bikes all over the place.
That's awesome.
The only upside to no snow.
Did you know that I'm coming to Homer in 2 weeks? I'm gonna be
Yeah, there. Man. I'm looking forward to shaking your hand. For the ride.
Shaking my hand and slapping my ass.
Coming to the fat fest.
I totally.
Yeah, so we're gonna try and we're gonna try and max out a mucklark. We're bringing a team of competitive wiener eaters. You know, the hot dogs.
Yeah.
But they're all women and. We're going to try and max out a mucklock down here on the beach.
All right. Well, I'll be there to write poetry about it or something. So do you have a question for Sven?
Right.
For Gomez or for Fatty Lumpkin or for JK Living?
You know, I don't have any questions except for how can I get my name in the hat to win this prize and maybe be up closer to the top? Maybe you put me in last, you know, that way I'm easy to grab.
So you are qualified, and your name is going in that hat. I can't say where it's going to go in and be on the top or anything, but you know, we can work that out when I come to Homer.
Well, right on, man. Well, it'll be great to meet you, and ride hard, put it away.
Yeah, right on the beach, have a beer, hang out. It's going to be awesome.
Uh huh.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah.
Have a good one, dude.
All right, thanks, guys. See ya.
See ya. Hey, welcome to Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Norm Hansen.
Norm! How's it going?
I have not talked to Norm today.
I know. Norm, how's it going?
Going good.
So do you have a question for us, or a request, or some wisdom, some fat bike wisdom from a grizzled veteran of the fat bike war upon humanity?
Well, I just picked up a Surly single-speed fat bike.
No way. A purple sparkly one?
Yep, a purple sparkly one, yes.
Did you use your $150 Surly Superstar coupon?
No, but maybe I should.
Well, maybe I should. Maybe you should. So are you maybe going to Nationals to race that purple sparkly single speed in the Fat Bike National Championships? Because you're probably going to be alone, dude.
Yeah? Is there a single speed old man class? I think I'd win that.
Men's class. You're a champion, Norm. You don't got to worry about that crap.
I'm just going to have to say that that single speed Surly is probably one of the best deals out there.
Cool. And it's a gorgeous bike. Good looking.
It's a good looking frame. And the power code on Surly is unbelievable, because I just had another gentleman had a bike that was powder coated, and his bike looked like it was 90 years old. I have several Surlys, and all of them look like they're brand new. Of course, that's the way my bikes look. But I have a big
you do a lot dent of waxing. In one of my
wax on, wax off. And I have a big dent in one of my top tubes, but there's no scratch. It's just a dent.
Yeah, I have a dent in my Krampus top tube. I dropped it against the park stand. Boom. I cried a little.
Ooh, yeah, those park stands are rough.
Yeah.
So,
whoa, we have two calls in the queue. So I'm gonna bid you. I really appreciate you calling the show. Call in every week, bro.
Okay.
And, you know, you are entered to
win
a Megalith Complete Fat Bike by State Bicycle. You rock that.
All right.
All right, bro. We'll see you.
May the fat be with you.
Indeed, and with
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, bueno. Welcome to the show. It's Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have here?
Oh, hey, this is Ryan.
Ryan, how's it going? Sorry, it's kind of creepy that we called you back, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's hard. I got disconnected there. Kids ran in on me, so I thought I'd just hang up. But appreciate you calling back. I hear you have Adam Blake in attendance with you tonight.
We have Adam Blake. Do you have a question for Adam?
I do. Well, hey, Adam, it's Kennedy. I thought it'd be a good question for you. I wanted to commend you. I know that you recently went sober. I'm proud of you. And I was kind of curious what your take is on how you've enjoyed biking, especially fat biking, since you made that decision.
Cool. Hey, buddy. How's it going, man?
It's going great, man. Going great.
Good. It's good to talk to you.
You compete, if you don't remember.
No. I have actually a recording of that I can at my disposal at any time. So, interesting dynamic, and it was something that was on my mind a lot. But if anything, what I found is while there's a lot of obvious crossover between the beer and the drinking and the kind of shenanigans and the fun and all that with fat biking,
that fat biking for me has been more of a bunch of really good friends that I've made. So it was never even a problem or anything. It just kind of was. I actually turned to more of my fat bike friends, and they were the most supportive people at the beginning. So I love going to the races. I still, if I promote, think that having a beer sponsor is a fun thing that we can do with fat bike races. You know, like at the Fat Bike Enduro that we talked about, having a beer sponsor is going to make that event take it to another level of fun. And I think that it's just a matter of different strokes for different folks. And I love riding my fat bike and I love being around friends. So it's been pleasurable to experience it and remember everything, actually.
There's an upside. Well, thanks for your call, man.
That's a big plus.
Appreciate it. And thanks for listening to the show. We're off to the next caller. Oh, and you were qualified to win the bike, so we have you on the list to win the bike. Just for calling.
Sweet. Thanks.
All right, take care. Hey, welcome to Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, guys. This is Chris Stewart.
Hey, Chris, where are you from?
Park City, Utah.
Park City, Utah. Right on. Well, you are qualified to win that Megalith State Bicycle Company Complete Fat Bike. Do you have a question for Sven Gomez or Mr. Adam Blake?
Sure. What is your go-to beer out there?
Oh, man, my go-to beer would probably be locally. It's going to be New Glarus Spotted Cow.
Oh. I'm going for Lakefront IPA.
What is it? I have never even heard of it.
Spotted Cow is a farmhouse ale. It's a cloudy lager, kind of a sweet lager.
Hanging out in front of your face.
Yeah, JK's
drinking one right now. It's what everyone from Illinois comes to Wisconsin to drink.
Exactly.
Nice.
There you go. And I'm a recovering Melanesian, and that's probably symptomatic of my of that personal issue of myself. How about you? What do you go for your local craft brew?
I am drinking actually an Epic Brainless IPA right now. So it's an IPA with some Belgium yeast. It's awesome.
All right, that does sound delicious. I'm starting to get into the IPA. So, well, we really appreciate the call. We've got another couple of calls in the queue now. So you are entered to win that Fat Bike. Call back next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Welcome to the show. Who's on the line?
Hey, Dave. This is Dave Farber from Iowa City. Gomez, Adam, how are you guys doing?
Awesome, right.
He forgot Sven.
Oh, and Sven, he's just Sven and JK over there.
I'm used to being.
JK's
like, you just me all the time.
I live under the bridge.
All right. Well, welcome to the program. You are now entered to a Megalith State Fat Bike Complete thing. I just put that, all those words.
Bicycle.
Oh. Peabody.
I almost made JK spit up his beer through his nose. That's always my goal. So, yeah, you're entered to win a really cool entry-level bike that you could rail on.
Little-known fact, Dave Farber has two sons who shred on fat bikes.
No way.
Yeah. little proteges of mine that I've been grooming.
That's something I didn't know about you, Dave.
Yeah, Dave raced Triple D. place overall.
Woo!
Yeah, had a lot of fun. It was great, Adam. I do have a question, but before
go ahead.
Before I get into the question, I just got to say, Adam, it was great seeing you. I am extremely proud of you, and you look fantastic.
Man, you're the man.
You dropped some pounds. You're looking great. I mean, I'm really proud of you. So, you know, congratulations to you for everything.
Thanks, buddy.
You just look great. So, really mean that.
Yeah, I dispersed the pounds.
Yeah.
Fatbike.com.
I found
radio headquarters. Gomez is like, no.
I'm just as God made me.
Dave, you're just so outer shell. You're just so outer wrapping. Because there was, you know, the one thing about
outer wrapping, I know.
The one thing about Adam is doesn't matter what the outside ever looks like. It's the heart of gold.
Yeah, I agree.
That's for sure. And then, you know, I'm sure we could think the phone lines will light up if we start talking about, you know, if we start making the Adam Blake, this is your life.
Yeah, we do not. No Adam one wants Blake. That.
So you came in 18th, 14th, which means you were pretty close to Andrea Cohen.
Five spots ahead.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. That's going on.
But good job.
Yeah, she was chasing me down, trying to chase me down there.
Yeah, that was what was keeping her going.
But yeah.
Well, cool.
Well so I do have questions, guys. Yeah, thank you. Can we do my question, or do you guys have to move on?
No, we can take one more question for sure.
Okay, so a question regarding hubs. Now, am I imagining things? Is it just the sound I'm hearing from the I-9 hub, or am I actually faster with I-9 hubs?
Well, you're 3 degrees faster than any other hub out there.
Okay. I thought it was just the sound, and I wanted to verify.
3 degrees of engagement quicker.
Well, you know, new hubs still are faster. All right,
Everything now is faster.
Everything's faster.
Yeah.
Good company to support, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I-9 is rocking.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
Yeah. Love this stuff. All right, thanks,
love
guys.
Love you, Dave.
Yeah, see you Sunday, maybe, man.
Yeah, love you guys. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, this is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hello. 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 I have a question for Adam.
Yes. Yeah.
Adam, if your favorite wrestler rode a bicycle, what kind of bicycle would he ride? And more importantly, who will win the Royal Rumble this Sunday?
Okay. I feel I'm being set up. I assume you mean then professional wrestler here, yes?
Yes. All your fans in London are curious.
Okay. Okay. If my favorite professional wrestler, I think for the sake of this, the Ultimate Warrior would ride probably like the ice cream truck right now, right? Yeah. Just something big and gnarly.
Or maybe a Reeb.
Or maybe, just something really brutal. And as far as the Royal Rumble this Sunday, it's a Daniel Bryan win, no problem. For all the wrestling insiders.
Hey, wonderful.
Thank you.
That's what we were hoping for. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye now.
And they could win a bike.
Yeah, you just might want a bike.
Might win a bike.
Oh, Jamie, I want a bike.
We'll try and set that up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Hello, caller. We were just discussing you. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York.
Right on.
Do you guys have any snow?
Oh, yeah.
Did all the snow melt, or you still have some left?
Yeah, there's a little bit left.
Been kind of a thin fat bike season here in the Midwest, snow-wise. How about out there?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hit or miss.
Well, you are entered to win our Megalith Complete Fat Bike from State Fat Bike. Do you have a question for Adam Blake from Boo Bicycles, or a question for Gomez, or for Sven?
Actually, what's your most memorable fat bike moment that you've ever had?
Oh, my most memorable fat bike moment.
It was the first Pugsley I ever rode.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, it was a mind blower. Yeah. It was 7 or 8 years ago. I immediately decided that since we were already building bicycle frames, road bikes, and mountain bikes, that I had to make a fat bike after 5 minutes on a Pugsley.
Yeah, for me, I got my first Pugsley for my 50th birthday at a big Gnome Fest.
With a roll-off hub, no less.
Yeah. Well, it was given to me as a single speed.
Oh, the roll-off was a good thing.
So that jumped out of my brain, but also about 2 years before that, when Sven said the first time he jumped on a Pugsley, I remember my first ride on a purple Pugsley at that same festival, but 2 years upstream, and it just made me feel like a little kid again. and I'm into that.
Yeah, for sure. I remember building one, a purple one for a customer named Bob, who was a really good guy and just gave me kind of the full carte blanche to build this fat tire bike. You know, we didn't even know how to talk about it, and it was an extra large, and I'm about a medium guy, and even riding that in the test ride, my mind just was blown, and I bought a gray one then after that.
Yeah, my first one was a gray one.
Yep. Right on, man. Well, thanks for calling. We've got other callers on the line, and you're entered to win that State Bicycle Company Megalith Fat Bike. Call it every week. I think it's week two for Ron.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Far out, man. See ya.
Take care. See ya.
Hey, welcome to the show. Who do we got on the line?
It's Colin Ford.
Hi, buddy. What's up, dude?
How's everyone doing tonight?
Oh, really good. How about you?
Oh, come on. Come on. You got better than that.
Fan-freaking-tastic, man. I'm happy to talk to you. Huber's next.
There you go. That's what I want to hear.
So do you have a question for our all-star beer?
I have a question.
Okay.
What the fuck are you drinking?
I had an Oscar Blues 1050 Imperial Stout. 10% Alcohoozy.
Yeah, Alcohoozy.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Reed Frost Glacier Cherry. It's pretty heavy stuff.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, buddy.
How's the old whiskey treating you, Wisconsin?
Treats me as good as it's ever treated me. It doesn't kick me in the ass anymore, which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
did you go to Breckenridge?
No, I didn't end up going. I couldn't get a ride.
Okay.
Had bums.
So how?
Hey, man, whatever, dude.
How many trips to the sperm and or blood bank is it going to take to get that ice cream truck built? How many trips up to the blood bank is a drivetrain worth?
You know, you'd have to ask the blood bank. I haven't even been there yet. I heard some crazy rumors that they won't accept people with tattoos.
That's inaccurate. Inaccurate.
Okay.
That's cool, man.
Thank you for confirming that. Now, I'll be going to the blood bank first thing in the morning tomorrow.
Make your deposit. That's right. You're good.
They were like, wow, this is just straight cash.
X9 is fine.
What are you trying to do?
SLX is fine. Don't sell all your blood or all your goo.
No, I'm currently drinking pints of Pabst for $1.50. It's not bad.
That's what I always say.
That's what a 67 will get.
Yeah,
to.
Like right afterwards. Like right afterwards. So you're going here and you go, that wasn't bad.
Just like doing a shot of Old Crow.
Dude, shot of Old Crow, shot of Old Overcoat, dude. That's what's up.
Huber just walked in the door looking like
a
space ranger.
Huber's here!
Huber's here.
You didn't see the best of it.
Dude, Adam, joint with that guy next door, would you?
They're talking amongst themselves, Colin. They really don't even know you're on the line right now.
Hi, Colin. Exactly.
Colin. Unleashed chaos on the show.
Dude, what do you expect?
This is exactly what I had hoped would happen to the show eventually.
Control. Yeah, well,
overrated.
You know, the ice cream truck. Hey, listen, you know, like, I gotta get my shit together here, and there'll be an ice cream truck. And, you know, the trick is I gotta find somebody's old reverb dropper post or some shit so I don't have to spend like a gajillion dollars on a fucking seat post.
Folks out there,
those dropper posts.
Send Colin a dropper post so he can huck that ice cream truck like the circus monkey that he is.
I got a bump.
There you go.
An ice cream truck.
Well, Colin, we hate to cut you short, but, you know.
He's in the bathroom, I can tell.
Wait, there's one last thing I want to say.
One last thing, Flush.
Jimmy Glover, Fat Bike MVP of the Year.
Oh, boom! Yeah. I mean, like, dude, he's killing it.
He's the new Colin Ford?
I mean, while I'm sitting here being a broke son of a bitch at the bar, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a
nice and, hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Tell us, Adam, me, you, and David are going to try and do some trip this summer. Cool?
Yeah, that'll be pretty sick.
That'll be really sick. Let's do that.
I look forward to it.
Hey, thanks for visiting
the, I love you all.
Dudes love Get Together and Ride Bike Show.
Colin's going to grow a beard by the time.
I love you all.
Hey, we love
and, you. And Adam, get mega super awesome with Uber. We'll talk to you later. Adios, amigos.
Adios.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Fat Bike Radio. Who do we have on the line?
This is Spinner.
Spinner.
You hear me?
Spinner is a winner. Entered in the contest for the State Bicycles Megalith Fat Bike. Single speed edition.
Hell yeah.
Hell's.
That's my bad.
If anybody deserved a single speed, yeah, it's Spinner Ryerson.
So Spinner, you should go out to Fat Nats in Ogden, Utah and kill the single speed fat bike national championship.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. There's two other more. There's a real championship, and then they took the world championship.
Oh,
I'm kind of preoccupied.
Not all on the same day, Tiger. This one's on Valentine's Day.
Get this round?
And
that's old Pueblo.
You can't keep a girlfriend, so.
I have a date for Valentine's Day. It's February 14th.
All right.
I'll be in Old Pueblo with, I'm on a date with Moppet.
That is true.
And Scandinavian Jesus and Charlie the Bike Monger. We're all going on a quadruple date.
Yeah, so while you might not be able to keep a girlfriend, you always have Chewy. Are you going to body slam me next time you see me now? Sorry, I didn't mean any of that. It's the liquor talking.
I am the liquor, Randy.
So, do you have a, excuse me.
When did you guys start, the show and or drinking? I'm assuming the drinking started sooner.
Yeah, we only had one fluffer this week.
Started drinking when I was 15, oh. Spinner. So, Spinner, do you have a question for our special guest beard, Mr. Adam Blake?
I don't know if I have a question. You just did a hell of a job at the award ceremony at Triple B this last weekend.
Oh, you were?
That was the...
I'm the MC, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep, I MC Triple D. It's kind of becoming a tradition now.
The year that I went, you heckled enough from the crowd. Now you've worked your way, you're the guy on
stage. They just
stage.
Stopped having me heckle and gave me the mic.
Very good.
Yeah, now he heckled from the stage.
How'd your ride go? It's Triple D, man.
Crash.
Oh, me? Yeah, I crashed.
Did you get
stitches? I finished, but I crashed. There's a lot of beer.
Did you get stitches in your arm?
I did not, but it's kind of a sussy yellow.
It was bleeding literally all night. It was a good
one. Yeah. Nurse Kelsey said, stop riding bikes and never drink again. That was her first opinion. I got a second opinion, and also from Kelsey.
No, I want to hear the
second. You got a second opinion from the same person. We poured some whiskey in it while we were out there, but we were worried we wouldn't have enough whiskey to finish a race, so it didn't really get cleaned out until later that night.
You had to have won my personal award for best gloves. He was wearing, for a winter race, old school crocheted fingerless gloves.
Very nice.
Beautiful and classic. Yeah.
It's kind of like assless chaps.
Yes.
Functional and fashionable.
True that.
So many knuckle cleavages between every little opening. Spinner Ryerson, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
You don't want to overheat in that race. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. All right. On, guys. Cheers.
We'll see you. Cheers.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Moving right along.
Good times left, good times in.
We got some links just like every week now, and this time of year we've got a lot of links. Anything in there catch your eye, Gomez?
Well, I always like to read what Danielle Musto says. And these are all awesome.
Yeah, the life in the small town thing was a pretty good story. That's pretty typical, I would think. If you should go read it. I'm not going to spoil the surprise for you.
Life in a small town.
That's a good one. JP's Backyard Pursuit, the story that Neil wrote, he mentioned Rebecca in there a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'd be like, they had to boil water or something, for instance, as one of the things that they have to do. And he'd get in there, got his thing done real quick, and there she was. And then, 100 miles later, he's just pulling. This is the guy that finished second. He's just pulling out of a stop. There she is coming in.
Oh, man.
You know? So it was like she was dogging the guys that won the race.
Yeah, I think she said she finished fourth overall.
Right, exactly. Yeah, she did. Which is amazing. They were 7 hours faster this year than last year.
And he was riding the new Chumba Ursa Major in Thai. Mm-hmm.
That is a sweet rig. Next to Bamboo.
I dig their stuff. I dig their stuff.
Yeah, hey, that's one of the things I got to say about Adam is he works for Boo Bicycles, but he's a cyclist through and through and definitely somebody that appreciates good work no matter where it comes from.
Yeah, for sure. I got to sit with them in Breckenridge at a bike show, and I like pretty much everything they do. They answered all the questions in the right way.
And they probably had beer, right? That's right.
It doesn't work for me.
Work for Adam.
And there's just certain small
details,
aesthetic details,
yeah, functional stuff.
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
Surly and Boo Bikes and Anna Blake for being with us.
You guys for having me.
Yep, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, keep your eyes on fatbike.com.
Ride some beaches, bitches.
Adios, amigos. Till next week.
Bye bye.
Ride your bike.
Riding your bicycle
when you ride it.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.